Hello, friends. This is Mr. Pojangles. I'm at Hawthorne Hill Elementary School in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Or as the locals like to say, Lee's Summit, Missouri. It is December 3rd, 2022. I just dropped off Perfect Putter. She had a robotics tournament over at one of the local middle schools. She's now in high school, so her and her friends were a little bit abashed that they were having a robotics tournament at a middle school. It was quite funny because I silently listened to as I towed four young ones to this tournament, all in ninth grade, and those kids were getting nostalgic about sixth grade. They were like telling old war stories from yesteryear. So that was interesting to see people get nostalgic about 3 years ago. Let's see. Today is a sad day. If you are a fan of the U.S. men's national soccer team, they fell 3-1 against the Netherlands. They looked outclassed a lot of the game. They looked out-strategized a lot of the game. They did have some pretty good chances, I have to say. But they just are not up to the same quality as Holland. So I didn't expect them to win, but I hoped because I had a little wager on it. But que sera, sera. Let's see. So yeah, I'm at this elementary school. I've never even heard of this one. I'm a little bit worried that I got outfoxed and maybe there isn't even a... I haven't seen a basket yet. I'm still parked in the parking lot. I'm about to walk over and try and find hole number one. It's just a nine-hole course. I'm sure it'll be your typical elementary school course where it's not too difficult. I might have to start thinking about trying to rank all of the different elementary school courses and rank them from the absolute worst to the absolute best. I think right now I'd have to give the Fox Hill Flyer a hats off because it's actually got 18 holes and it's difficult. So, I mean, it's pretty hard. I've never shot under par there. So that one's definitely a challenge and it's fun. Most of them are pretty wide open. So we'll see what Lee's Summit Elementary or the Hawthorne Hill Elementary School in Lee's Summit, Missouri has to say about my skills. I'll let you know how I do in just a moment. All right, so I made it to hole number one. There really isn't a sign saying where the tee pad is, or at least I haven't seen one yet. There is a sign that says no disc golf visitors during school hours. Obviously, today's a Saturday, so it's no school hours right now. But it looks like on the UDisc app, this is where the tee pad's supposed to be. So I'll throw from here. The school is on my right. We're on the side of a hill. It basically looks like it's about 150 feet or something like that to the hole. So it's pretty much just a par two, I would say. I guess I'll just break out my putter and see if I can't get an ace, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to be trying for. They did not level anything. And it, like I said, there's no marker. So I guess I'll just throw from where that sign is. So here we go. Hole number one at Hawthorne Elementary School. All right, quite a sad beginning to my first throw or my first hole at Hawthorne. I got a par of sorts. It feels like I play as more of a bogey, but whatever. It's a little bit cold out. I didn't mention that before. It's like 31 degrees. It is sunny, so that's nice. I have figured out that these red posts are basically the markers for where the tee pad should be. So the post that said no disc golfing basically covered up, I think, what was number one. I don't know why they didn't hang the sign a little bit lower so you could identify that as the marker for the tee pad. But hole number two is a little bit further. I'd say it's probably closer to 180, 200, something like that. Plays across a little valley. There's a little basin of sorts. It looks like maybe... I don't know. Hopefully they have some sort of trap there or a drainage there, a drainage ditch of some sorts. God, I had something else I was going to say. I can't think of it. Anywho, here's hole number two at Hawthorne. Well, I fared no better on hole number two than I did in hole number three. For whatever reason, the discs aren't... they're falling short. I think it's part of it's my cold hands. I haven't really warmed up. I think I thought of the thing that I was going to say earlier was that the Hawthorne Elementary School kids are pretty sloppy with all their junk. I think I've so far I've found two kickballs. I'm not going to steal them or anything like that. Don't worry about Hawthorne police. But I just think it's weird. Back in the day, whenever I was in school, man, the kid, they always made us make sure and pick up all of the balls and bring everything in at the end of the day. So kids just are spoiled these days. Anywho, hole number three appears to be playing back towards that basin area, which is a surprise to me. I didn't think that they'd go that route. You have to play over some trees. So this is a little bit more of a difficult throw. I'm assuming it's going to be probably the hardest throw out of the whole bunch. You can either go over the top. Maybe I'll try that. But then you'd have to drop it really short. Or you try to do a really sharp hyzer around the... The trees are probably about 150 feet away. And then the basket's probably about 170, 80 feet or something like that. I'm going to go ahead and throw my TL3 since all my throws have been short. Going up a little bit on the disc. So here we go at Hawthorne. All right, the birdie drought continues. I did have a nice drive. I put it within probably 20 feet of the basket, something like that, and then just muffed the birdie attempt, hit the top of the basket, and it rolled quite a way, so I was kind of almost lucky to not get a bogey or whatever we're calling these. It was a three, so... I'm up to hole number four. Hole number four is playing just above the basin that I was talking about. And it looks like it's about the same distance as hole number two was. A little bit flatter area, just wide open. There is a little bit of a tree on the left, so you'd have a little bit of trouble with that if you were a left-handed thrower. But I'm not. So I am going to throw my TL3 again because that one seemed like it threw a little bit better than my buzz, and so I'll probably overthrow this one quite a bit, but yeah, maybe I'll get an ace and feel better about myself. So here we go. I did see a football, I think, or something like that. So Hawthorne kids, pick up your shit. God damn. It feels wrong to say that at an elementary school, but there's really nobody here. So it always feels like you're trespassing when you're at an elementary school disc golf course, but it's open to the public. So anyway, here we go, hole number four. All right, so I know you were all wishing me well. I parked basically the throw, so I'm not bragging, it was not that hard. I'm up to hole number five. Basically, holes number two, three, four, and five so far just kind of go back and forth across this little strip of land they have. It's just kind of, I guess, to the other side of what they have, a soccer field here. It seems to be a theme on my podcast right now. I don't know if you're listening to these in order or not. The last place I played was like, had all the holes right next to a golf course or a soccer field. And once again, yeah, my heart is heavy for the United States men's national soccer team for heartbreaking loss. They really did have some good opportunities in the first half. But they just didn't have the talent to put them away. And really, here's one thing I think about the team. We were short. You're not going to hear very many people talk about this, but we didn't have hardly any length. We didn't have a big guy like an Alexi Lalas that could rise up in the air, or Brian McBride or something like that, that could win balls in the air. You kind of take those things for granted when you have them, but when you don't, it's pretty sad. I don't know how many corner kicks Pulisic had, but holy crap, I don't think that we ever once got ahead on a corner kick once for the entire World Cup in four games. So, I mean, that is sad, sad, sad. That, and we only scored 3 goals in 4 games. I mean, come on. So we need to work on the offense and work about maybe having our guys drink a little bit more milk, get those bones strengthened up, get a little taller, and then maybe we can be some better ballers. Anyway, hole number 5, like I said, not too long. I'm going to go ahead and stick with the TL3. I'm basically throwing about 3/4 strength or something like that, maybe even less than that, to try and get it there. I've been joined on the course by a man and his 2 dogs. I don't know if he's going to play the disc golf course. It looks like he might have some disc in his hand. I'm going to wait until he's passed a little further before I throw so that his dogs don't get my disc. So here we go, hole number 5 at Hawthorne. All right, I just played hole number 5. I put it within 20 feet of the basket, but I can't make my putts today. The discs feel a little stiff, pardon the phrase. And so I usually don't do this, but I went ahead and just tried it one more time, not because I was going to score it as a 2 or anything like that, just because I was kind of pissed. And I still missed it. So I think the fates have told me I was not supposed to birdie hole number 5. So I'm up to hole number 6. Hole number 6 basically plays across the length of a small soccer field. I think that the school probably needs to do a bake sale or some other kind of fundraiser because their goals look pretty crappy. One's kind of leaning to the side. It looks like it was made by a local guy who was just kind of given the idea of what a goal is like. And then maybe he had a welding shop or something like that, and just to put it together. But over the years, it's kind of started to fall apart. So, and maybe he passed away and that they could never get it fixed. But both of them look pretty sad. They don't look like they're FIFA-sized goals or quality. So, sorry, Lee Summit and your elementary school, but get some new goals, okay? Make yourself proud. All right, here we go. Hole number 6, basically, like I said, just plays across the soccer field, I think. Unless there's somewhere else I'm supposed to go. I don't think there is. Well, hold on a second. Hold your horses. No, that's number 9. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and throw at what I think it is. So here we go. Hole number 6. Hey, I made a putt, finally. I overthrew hole number 6, but not by too much, and so I had probably a 25-foot putt, made that, and so that's a birdie of sorts. Went to hole number 7. Hole number 7's directly behind one of the goals from the soccer field, and it looks like you can just see the top of hole number 7. It's in a little bit of a valley right before where their basketball court is in the back of the school. So a little bit further a throw, I'd say it's getting up to like 260 or something like that. So definitely need to put a little bit more mustard on this. It's a little bit difficult because you've been throwing such short throws before, and now you have to throw a little bit longer. Don't want to underthrow it. So here we go, hole number 7. All right, I left hole number 7 woefully short, and so I think I still had about, 80 feet still to the basket. I kind of overcooked it in an anhyzered back towards one of those soccer goals that I mentioned earlier. So I'm up to hole number 8. I ended up getting a par. Hole number 8 is to the other side of that same soccer field. And now you're playing over a softball outfield and then over the infield into where the dugout area would be. And so it looks like it's probably about 190, 200, something like that. I think I'm going to stick with my TL3. It's difficult to say with just having a post, which side of the post, or if you get to be on either side of the post. Not quite sure. I don't know much about when this was put in. I don't recall seeing it on the UDisc app until just today. So I don't know if it's a very recent thing or if it just hadn't been put on the UDisc app. But anyway, you do have the backstop on the right of the basket, which could cause some concern, so hopefully you don't throw at that. So that's your only thing that's really in your way. There is some cones on the softball field. I don't know if the cones are supposed to designate where second base and right field and center field are, or what, or if they're just danger spots. Anyway, that's a mystery that I'm not going to try and solve today. I'm just going to try and solve hole number 8 and see if I can't get a birdie. There is a hill behind hole number 8, so you can go pretty aggressive against this hole if you keep a low flight and you're true to your line, which I hope to be. There is no tee pads on this one, so you're playing off the grass, which, I think it's more a psychological thing, but it's hard to get as much accuracy whenever you're not playing on sure footing. I think the last one, I was kind of playing on the side of a hill. So, here we go, hole number 8. Well, my drive let me down, and my putting let me down as well. So I got a 3 on hole number 8. I played it, my drive kind of hyzered way too far off. It's just really difficult if you're not playing on flat surface, because I think I was kind of coming up a little bit of a hill. I probably should have just thrown it from a standstill. Maybe I should have even thrown that all of these from a standstill. It's just not in my nature to stand still. So I'm up to hole number 9. Hole number 9 is invisible from the tee pad. It basically, you want to take a line on the basketball goal that's furthest to the left. It's just placed a little bit to the left of that. It's just kind of over a little bit of a knoll. And I, hats off that they got a little creative with some of this, but at the same time, the holes are really not that difficult, and maybe it would be better to, from a safety standpoint, not hide the holes so that, you don't have somebody unsuspecting get winged by a disc. But you know what? I didn't design the course. Somebody else did. Hats off to them for doing it. I'm just here to critique it. So at any rate, if you're listening to this and you designed this course, then sorry if I made you feel bad. This is an area of Lee's Summit I had never been to before. Looks like they got a lot of little McMansion kind of type areas out here. Reminds me a lot of, the western parts of and the southern parts of the city where things are springing up. It's kind of sad in a lot of ways. I do think that the school itself is nicely done. It doesn't look like a prison like I've seen some of the other schools around here look like. So, there you go. Tip of the hat to you, Lee's Summit, for not making your elementary school look like a prison yard. So anyway, here we go. Hole number 9. Wish me luck. All right. So I just finished hole number 9. I went for a birdie shot. Maybe I shouldn't have gone for a little lengthy, and it was a kind of a downhill shot. And so missed it, and then it kind of cruised on past it. And so I ended up getting a bogey on hole number 9. When I could have easily had a par, but whatever, it's Hawthorne. I was thinking about playing this one twice, but I've decided against it. Mostly because it's not that fun. So I can't promise you Hawthorne Elementary School that I'll ever come back and see you. Stranger things have happened. Maybe if I happen to be over here for a robotics tournament again, I'll stop by and try and beat my previous score. But until then, I wish you adieu. So I hope everybody's having a good time. Hope everybody's being safe. Hope you all have a nice winter. I will talk to you later. This is Mr. Paul Jangles. I'm out. Later. Bye.
Oh, thank you.